Good afternoon, everyone. It's a lovely day. I'm just about to make my lunch, which is also my breakfast, because with my usual sleeping disruption, I didn't have any because I was went to bed at 3, fell asleep fairly soon after, I think. Woke by 4, went to sleep, woke by 5:15, went to sleep, woke by 6:30, went to sleep, 7:30, woke by 8:30. Then I was awake till 11:30 and I really should have got up, but I fell back to sleep till 1. So there you go. I have probably maybe just enough sleep, but I wish I could just have it in one piece. But anyway, that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about living with men. God, don't get me started. I live with 3 of them. They're lovely. Well, that sounds bad for anyone who doesn't know me. Oops, I need to knock my tea over then. I live with my husband. And I live with my 2 sons who are effectively men. Well, one certainly is. He's 22. The other one will be 18 in August. So there we have it. I live with 3 men. And I'm sorry to tell you, but there are certain instances when they just do not use their initiative. And I'll give you an example. Okay, it's my job to put the dishwasher on. One of them's working, one of them isn't. My husband's working. It's my job to put the dishwasher on. So last night, I didn't put it on because... Excuse the rustling, I'm just getting some bread. And I'm going to put it in the microwave. I'm just going to give it a blast in the microwave because it's brown bread and it's not stale, but it just softens it slightly. And then, because that's what I love about white bread, its softness, but I know it's not as good for you. It's actually wholemeal, this is. But if I put it in the microwave and just give it a few seconds of blast, it kind of softens it. That's not enough. Okay. I didn't put the dishwasher on because it was late and I usually put it on a 2-hour cycle. I don't want to do that too long, I want it to go soft, and that's no good either. That's okay, that's just about right. It kind of revives it, not that it's stale, but it softens it. So it's more like white bread, but it's not. That's my idea of trying to be healthy. Now I'm going to have it with hummus and some salad. I made some salad last night. And that's Ronan's toast just popped up. I'll leave that there for a minute. I didn't put it on because the cycle I usually put it on is 2 hours and I don't want to go to bed and leave it on. And so I thought, oh well, it can go on in the morning. Now, we have completely run out of plates, apart from we've got some of these square ones, which everyone hates. I'm using one now, a great big square plate for a sandwich. It's really definitely overkill. But the thing about it is that... the reason people don't like them is actually because they don't turn the microwave, so you can't heat things up. They fit in, but they don't turn. So I thought, well, someone will put it on for me in the morning. Well, Connor wasn't here, and I didn't think Roland would be up, but Obi would be in the kitchen, and I thought, well, he'll put it up on for me. He'll see that it's loaded up and it's ready to go. He'll know why I didn't put it on last night. He'll see that we've only got one plate left. And what do I come down to? More stuff piled on the worktop to the side of the sink, which is where people tend to put dirty stuff. And the dishwasher not on, and so no plates. So I'm reduced to using the glass square plate, which is fine, but I just think, why don't they use their initiative? Men don't. They don't use their initiative. Why? Don't they think, oh, we're running out of plates, I think we'd better put the dishwasher on. You know, it might be my responsibility. It is, but if I see something's not done and it's within my power to do it, but I don't usually, I'll do it. Not so with a man, sorry. Most men don't seem to understand the meaning of using their initiative. So what do I find? I find a dish. He did make me some tea in bed, which was lovely. And I'm not having a go about him, just talking about men generally. This is how I find a lot of men. I'm not saying you're all like it, so please don't get offended. But bear in mind, I live in a house full of them. I didn't put any black pepper in. Nice, that one. I found a dish with tea bags on it. Now, this is a regular thing. We have a food waste bin with a biodegradable bag in it where all the food waste goes, eggshells, scraps off people's plates, potato peels, apple cores, eggshell. But he has this habit, leaving tea bags on a dirty plate that's already out on the side. Eggshell, he'll just leave that on the worktop sometimes. And another thing while I'm on the subject is the recycling. I didn't put it out last night. And there's boxes. It built up so quickly, there's yogurt pots. They're all washed out. No one else washes them out. They put them all on the side dirty, but I'll wash them all out. Now, I really want to see how long I leave it there before someone else puts it out, but tomorrow's bin day, so I can't do that. And if I say to them, oh, you haven't put that rubbish out, they'll say, oh, you didn't ask me to. Really? You need to be asked. I think that's my mum. She's going to ring my phone any minute. Probably. She didn't. Right, then. Now I'm going to try and carry a phone. I have a big square plate. I'll have to come back for my tea in a minute. They don't seem to use our initiative. They need to take instructions. They don't like being nagged. They don't like being nagged, but they don't do things off their own back, usually. Not very often. Well, let me see who that was. His phone's about to die. No number. It wasn't my mum. Come on out, Lammy. Come on. Yeah, that's the catchphrase. You didn't ask me. No, I didn't ask you. For once it would be nice not to have to ask you. For you just to say, oh, I've done such and such. Maybe I'm just being miserable, I don't know. I know they do other things. You know, I know those two go out to work. But I'm not asking for a miracle, I'm only asking for a little thing. Put the dishwasher on, does it take any energy? Does it take any time? No. I don't know. It can be very exasperating. I thought the wind was meant to die down today, but the door's just slammed shut.
Anyway, no offence intended to any men that are listening. All mine. And they're all lovely. I can't help being the way they are. Oh, and I did ask for a cup of tea. But sometimes he does make it without me asking. I would say Ronan occasionally does do things without being asked, but the other two don't. I know they're at work, but they do have days off. I mean, I always say to them, what if I was at work? I have been in that situation a long time ago, where my partner and I were both working and I was still expected to do everything in the house. And he never made me a cup of tea for 3 years when I first knew him. I've never let him forget that. I am, of course, talking about my ex-husband. For 3 years, he never made me a cup of tea. And we argued about... Right, well...
Yeah.
I'm going to get boots on.
What is it?
Eating a sandwich.
Thanks, man.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted one. I thought you'd had it. It's only hummus and that salad left over from yesterday. That's nice, huh?
Three animals just came in, huh?
Nammy, Pinky. No, who? Whacker?
No.
Candies?
No.
Shant?
No.
Who?
Niall.
Was Niall out there?
I'm joking.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Who was it? Whacker?
Yeah. I want to get on.
Huh?
I want to get on.
On with what?
Hoovering.
Oh. Okay. This is one man that is going to do something without being asked. Hmm? I was just talking about living with men. So none of them do... I did make an exception of you.
Fucking bear off, mate.
That they don't do anything without me asking them. Like, put the dishwasher on.
Yeah, I know. I thought it had already been on.
It hasn't.
I know it hasn't.
Because when I went to bed last night, I didn't want to put it on.
You put it on there?
I haven't put it on yet. I want to wait for this to go, for this cup and plate to go in there. I've got the last plate.
Today.
Huh?
Today.
Yeah. How could we forget? It's election day.
E4's closed they're not showing anything on there until about 7 o'clock tonight because of the voting.
Yeah, I think they're not allowed to talk about it. That's what it is. What's E4?
Channel.
But what's the show?
Hmm?
What's on there?
Like, Big Bang Theory, Hollyoaks.
Oh, I don't know why they're not putting things like that on.
Don't know.
But I know the BBC, I was listening to it this morning, and they're not allowed to talk about the election.
No, but I mean, their channel's off air until about 7 o'clock.
But why?
I don't know.
Is it because of the election?
Yeah, because they said they don't want you to get distracted or something.
And that's a bit stupid, but I know the BBC said they're not allowed to talk about any of the campaigns or what people have said. It's in the papers, but that's because they were printed yesterday.
Yeah.
So there's like a embargo or something.
Yeah.
Shut up. I'm reporting it.
Reporting what?
About an election. So every day for the last year, well, the last few months anyway, we've had nothing but the election. On the day of the election, then they can't talk about it. Mm. I'll wake up for it tomorrow, or after the polls close.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot to put it away.
Oh dear.
I said I was going to leave the recycling and see how long it would take before someone else put it out. But I can't do it because it's bin day.
Well, it'll probably be there a long time.
It will.
I mean, I'll put it out.
You won't put it out because you don't want to go outside.
I don't usually get dressed as well. I'm supposed to get shoes on. Sometimes I don't wear trousers. So.
I wish we had to just go to vote in the school. It was so easy.
Stop, you little shit. I'll fucking beat you with it, alright?
Don't say that to Shinky and Audio Boo.
Don't say that to Shinky and Audio
Boo. You said Shinky.
That was quite what you said, so.
Shinky!
Doesn't really count, does it?
Mmm.
Don't. Shut up.
That sandwich was so nice.
Was it?
Mmm, it was really lovely.
Mmm. Yeah.
There's not much hummus left though. Don't be spiteful. What are you hitting me with?
Curtain.
Pack it in.
Connor left it down.
Yes, I know. That's another thing. Connor opens the washing machine door to take his washing out if he's in a hurry, and he leaves the washing machine door open. So I walk into it. One day I'm going to break it off its hinges.
Probably.
Probably I am.
Probably. Oh,
this
course.
Is going to be called Living With Men. Good.
I'm glad you're about to move out.
I know you want to move out. I don't blame you really, but don't make it out as if you were. It's not that bad living here, is it? It's not as bad as, I'm not being funny, it's not as bad as living at Arnie's.
Oh,
it's not, because you've got a decent house.
Yeah, but it's depressing here.
Why?
Because I'm always here, Mum. You don't understand.
Yeah, but that's only because you're not working.
What am I supposed to fucking do?
Well, when you're working, I'm not saying you won't want to move out, because you want to be independent, and I understand that, because I was at university at your age, so I was...
Sorry.
No, I'm just
that
saying...
That's it, just been feeling worse.
No, I'm not saying that, I'm just saying I was away from home, and so I knew what it was like to be living away from home.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, if you're away every day, you'll be glad to get back.